Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Sugar, Enter the Young, and Hocus Pocus. It's all coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. Man, all this talk about sex and public restrooms is giving me the willies. I don't even look at restrooms the same way I used to. I mean, I've had sex in them, but only when it was a last resort. You know, like if I'd locked my keys in a car, or if we forgot to take a blanket and bought lawn seats. I swear to God that's true. I remember getting busy once in the beer line at a Molly Hatchet concert. Didn't have to be 21 to get served that night, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I swear to God I did. And then there was a couple times when I'd go in the women's restroom, but that was just to help Patty Ferguson puke. Everybody knows if you have to puke, you're allowed to take up to one partner. State law. Anyways, man, there was something about the gentle touch of me holding up her bangs that always led to making love a few times. Just natural conception. And she was always horny on a light stomach. Beats Angel Skinner. Hell, that chick wouldn't put out unless I bought the whole sampler platter. And I still got tater skins in the freezer and doggy bags, and it's your fault, Angel. Hell, they've been in there since 87. But man, she was a freak when she got fed. Hell, I remember me and her did it once at the movie theaters in a restroom on a baby changing station. I swear to God we did. But 2 weeks later, she broke up after we both caught diaper rash. Suck. Man, these stall door Dannies that are getting caught in airports are amazing. I just want to know how it got started. I mean, how did these restroom Randys know where to go in the first place anyways? Foot tapping, door knocking, paper picking. Hell, they got more signs than a third base coach. I swear to God they do. And my biggest fear is accidentally giving off some sign that attracts one of them. It's like reaching in your pocket around a cop. They just get twitchy. And the last thing I need is some restroom Randy getting trigger happy. Mm-hmm. I used to laugh at you, chick, when you said you sat down to pee. But hell, man, now I don't blame you. It's like my 7th grade basketball coach used to say about defense. Try to keep everything in front of you, Donnie.
That's right.
Hell, that's good advice no matter what you're doing. I swear to God it is. Mr. Huckstep was a bright guy, man. I wish I would have stuck with basketball. I was probably the best fast-break passer I knew of. Hell, I could pass between my legs, around my neck, no-look passes, backdoor bounce passes. I think it came easy to me since I got a lot of work with nunchucks. But now the whole NBA is full of, like, 7-footers who make $1 million just for making a stuff shot. Hell, if I was 7 foot with a new pair of Pumas, I'd make a stuff shot whenever I wanted to anyways. But for my size, man, I was a pretty good rebounder. Hell, come to think of it, I was probably the best rebounder I knew of. But it was easy for me because I knew the technique. The key was like getting real low. Well, hell, I'll just show you. Mm-hmm. You got to get a wide stance like this.
Yeah.
Just get real wide stance and then...
Ooh, hey, Donnie.
Damn it, Randy, don't you ever sneak up on me. Where'd you come from anyways?
I'm sorry, I thought you wanted a spotter, maybe some help.
I'll never need your help, not even if I'm incapacitated.
It's incapacitated.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Look it up, Donnie.
Prove
it's
it.
Incapacitated.
No, it ain't.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We got a couple things to catch up with here. First off, nice letter here. Josh and Willie were in New York over the weekend. Ilion, New York. All right, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Big great show at Catch a Tour. This comes to us, let's see, from there. I enjoyed Josh and Willie's show at Catch a Tours. At one point, after Willie's set, Willie stood behind us and watching Josh's set. I felt like I was the meat in a pure comedy gold sandwich.
How about that?
Oh. Thanks for the laugh. That's a nice letter.
Very nice. Thank you.
Great job.
Was that from a guy or a girl?
Hmm?
Well, it sounds a little weird.
We'll get to it later.
Oh, my God.
It'd be nice to have a man meat sandwich.
Man meat?
Yeah, that's a fun sandwich.
All right. Okay.
We had a weird story yesterday about the hotel. I believe it was in Evansville, Indiana. The fugitives that were caught, was it the whites, not related to each other, the prison guard that escorted the...
Vicky and Chris.
Yeah,
Vicky and Chris.
A couple whites.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
Beaver woman?
They were staying in this hotel, and apparently are paying extra. There's a huge line to...
What is it, room 105
rent the room or something? here we go on a different note.
Oh.
For approximately $1,000 a night, you can spend the night in room 272 at the Edgewater Hotel in Seattle. Pat Godwin, do you know what that means?
That means Led Zeppelin?
Close. That would have been my guess.
The shark story?
The shark thing. No, it was apparently the Beatles stayed there during their 64 tour.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the room where they showed the Beatles fishing out the window.
Oh.
See, that gives you an
I don't remember that.
It's a national holiday. Beatles fishing out the window from a hotel. You remember this.
Did
you
bring room 150 of Motel 41 if you're trying to make it.
Okay. Now, then yesterday we got on the topic. I forget. How did we get to this? We were talking about, you were continually playing the song Sugar, Sugar.
I don't know.
Fun song.
What are you talking about?
Sugar.
Okay. Honey, honey.
Okay, right back at the pool.
You are my girl.
And we were wondering who actually sings that and did the Archies ever tour. Well, it turns out that's Mr. Ron Dante. And he will be on the summer of 22 tour with what is now the Turtles, and it's called the Happy Together tour.
Wow,
honey.
Oh, that's the current.
Some of these guys are aging. Certainly, I know that Alice Cooper is now, instead of singing "I'm 18," he's going "I'm 80."
How many?
I can't. You passed away 7 years ago. It's only me.
So,
how many tickets are left for that? All of them?
No, this is a great. I've seen this Happy Together tour. It's great.
I have too.
It's also going to feature some of the guys from Three Dog Night.
Yep.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Remember their song?
Oh, yeah.
This one, here we go. Young girl, she's 75. And
don't they do Willpower too?
Yes, they do. The Vogues. Oh, another good band.
The Vogues.
Yeah, they're in all the time.
And then,
I have no idea who the Vogues are.
I'll play one of their songs for you in a minute. But
right.
The Cow Seals.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, one of my favorites, The Association.
Uh-oh.
And I've always liked this song. There are many, many songs.
All of that to get to this.
Did I mention the...
I know.
So this is one of your favorite associations?
Yes, it is. This is just a little snippet of it.
Enter the young man.
The chorus.
Enter the young man.
There's no... There's no
not even a melody.
That's a rare misstep by the association.
There's no melody. There's no
How are you even familiar with that song?
That's on their album entitled Greatest Hits.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How did you come across that?
My brother had it, and I would play it. I mean, it's got, what is it, Windy?
Yeah. Cherish?
Cherish is a great song. I genuinely love it.
Me too.
What's the one? Every time I think that I'm the only one.
Yes.
Someone calls on me.
I like that one too.
Impossible lyrics. I love that song.
That one's great too.
No Spanky.
Along Comes Mary.
Yeah.
A great song.
That was the song you were singing.
Yeah. I couldn't think of the title yet.
Yeah.
But Enter the Young, I think perhaps.
Now, what they mean
taking
is
it out of
they're
context.
Essentially saying send in the clowns.
God, yes.
And Christy, taking things out of context is how I built my house. That is how you pay your mortgage.
Right.
Enter the Young.
Did the Vogues do the song Turn Around, Look at Me?
They did 5 O'Clock World, right?
Yeah. This one. This is a great song. I love you.
Okay, I bet it's
not. No, the instruments on this are really cool.
Yeah.
That's Pat Godwin. Pat Godwin puts on that in his songs all the time.
I do. You got to goose him.
Fellas, we can practice the snap later. We're recording a song.
I love those songs where they have... who does that? They'll have a sort of a bunch of people talking like it's a party.
I love that, too.
Yeah.
Like Barbara Ann, the Beach Boys.
And then Marvin Gaye has it a couple times.
And a ton of Johnny Winters.
Is that Johnny Rivers?
Johnny Rivers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I love that.
I hate songs where they talk before they sing. If you're going to sing, just
there's
sing.
Some good ones.
Talk, just
me
talk.
Too.
Like the Weezer
kidding?
And Weezer the Sweater song, they
I
do
love that.
That
song. What are you talking about?
Oh, Johnny's going to go to the party later.
Yeah.
He's
going to
sets a scene.
Yeah.
Sets a scene.
Here we go. We could do a whole show about songs that feature a sort of variance on yodeling.
We could.
No,
is that right?
No, you could, but I'm going to be drinking wine.
What's the most famous one? You know what? I am here for it because I want to see how it all ends.
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, totally.
The most famous one. What's the most famous?
The most famous one, I would think, would be that instrumental.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, right, yeah. That's a
crazy. That's absolutely the most famous. Yeah, isn't it?
And, of course, Slim Whitman.
No, it's Slim not Kraftwerk. It's Hocus Pocus by Focus. Or Focus by Hocus Pocus.
I can never remember which one.
Isn't there some Hank Williams stuff where he's kind of yodeling on there?
Sure.
There are a lot of country songs where there's yodeling. So,
why isn't Hank Williams in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I'd be kind of surprised if he wasn't.
Junior will probably make it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, in any event, enter the young, the association. But so, your question is answered, Chick. If you want to go see the Archies and Ron Dante, they'll be coming around this summer. Should be a fun tour.
Okay, I'll buy tickets and go together. That's what we're going to do.
A song called Hocus Pocus by the group Focus.
See.
What year do you think?
71?
73?
No.
Really? Later than that, I think.
I like the end of this where they just lose their minds.
Yeah, this sponsored bad mushroom trips everywhere.
Wow. I think you got to admire these guys.
I like it.
So original.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Can you imagine the producer going, "Hey, fellas, can you start yodeling in this part?" And they went, "What?"
Released July of 1971 in Europe, February 1973 in the United States.
Took a couple years.
So Ace and I were both right.
I'd be very good. I thought it was later than that, but yeah, that's a good one. I'm sorry we got sidetracked there.
I think that was right around the time that Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody and all that. That's kind of a yodeling, isn't it? No? Maybe?
Influenced like
that. Isn't Bohemian Rhapsody?
That's a good one.
Bohemian Rhapsody 75?
I said they paved the way.
I didn't say they.
We don't even get Happy Together by the Turtles. God.
You know, that we should play Happy Together because that says everything you need to know about Christy. It's one of her favorite songs.
Yes,
it is. We'd be happy together.
We would.
You know, everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to turn out exactly the way I think it should.
Watch this.
Uh-huh.
Do you...
Yeah, get her. Get her,
too.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Do you have a song, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a great commercial right now that shows the couple dancing, and then he says,
right.
Hey, Alexa, play our song.
Right.
And they play. It's really a great commercial.
We just had this conversation over the weekend.
Hey, Tom, ask her about Ain't That a Kick in the Head. Ask her.
Stop.
I can't get anything out. My question is, do you and your new man have a song?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
It's got to be organic.
Yes.
Can't just... Because we were talking about this, because we don't have a song, and I'm like, but it's got to come up.
You can't just say, hey, look, I noticed that you keep playing Backdoor Man, the Doors version.
Oh, my God.
One could make the argument that one might notice that if you've already said, we need a song, we have to have a song, the moment's ruined. And,
no, but she's saying it has to be inorganic.
It has to be organic.
Now, historically, I don't want to get into any particular... any particular individuals, but historically over the years with the, not suggesting that you have like some merry-go-round of men you've slept with.
No.
Over the years, has there been a specific song you would say to someone, this is our song?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You've got that, don't you?
No.
What am I thinking, Rance Romance? What I should have known better.
I don't think you would have a
song. No, I'd have to think. I don't think so.
Have you ever had a song?
I don't think so. How about you? How about you, Josh?
Come on the radio and you dance in the kitchen? Okay.
Not really.
There was talk of a song at a potential wedding. Yeah. When I was in my most serious relationship.
Really?
Ain't Love a Kick in the Head is one of our songs.
Wait, hang on a second. This is all new territory for me. Josh, you were going to get married?
Well, there was talk of it, yeah.
What was the song?
You knew I was living with somebody in some event, so.
You can do that.
I just don't know what I can talk about with your personal life. It's always so off limits.
Well, that's because you ruin everything. You realize that.
Josh is the one whose personal life is off limits. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because mine is too. So I'm sorry. So do you mind if I ask what the song was?
Yeah, we liked In Excess song.
The devil that doesn't sound good.
No, for whatever reason, it's eluding me.
No, it's in excess, hanging and swaying in the closet.
Oh, it may have been that, yeah.
What is that? Erotica.
I think that's it, yeah. I love it.
Hanging and swinging. Oh,
we were swinging.
Never tear us apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
good. Yeah. Okay, very good, very good.
What about
turns out
around?
I tore us apart.
Oh, Josh.
Maybe we should shift the focus. Ace, did you ever, in the course of your life, have
get comfortable. This will be a while.
In a humorous way, yeah. A woman I was going out with, she actually called me on the air and requested a song, which was one of my favorites, but I never told her that.
Oh, that's your song. Can you say what it is, or is it
called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by the band Kix, K-I-X?
That should be in a short film. That's lovely. She called in and she requested a song, and it was one of your favorites, and you never told her? Mm-hmm. I want to cry.
What about
tell
you?
Me no, Chicky? Tell me yeah, yeah, yeah.
When she came over to your house, did you sort of serve her a bowl of Kix? See if she
both your kids, Tom.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed PYT by Michael Jackson.
You oh, really?
pretty young thing, you know.
So we're keeping with
possible
our theme.
Possible misstep for Mike, but, you know.
Along with... Okay, thank you very much.
Get out of my life.
Here you go, Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a good song.
Boy. Does that hurt a little bit?
It takes a while. Oh,
does that hurt a little bit, Pat wants to know. Wow.
Boy, what were you thinking,
okay,
Josh?
Sorry. That was your song. I didn't really want to.
Poor guy.
So you've just had then the one, Christy.
Oh, no.
So there were others?
Well, I was married 3 times, yeah.
Okay.
No, you didn't have a song, like a wedding song, where you danced at your wedding to a song?
No. What were the other two for you?
Ain't Love a Kick in the Head was the
I'm sorry, but my favorite thing about you is that you're the Teflon person. You act like you've never been married.
You act like you've never done anything.
You've never had sex.
Meanwhile.
You're above reproach.
Never had kids.
We could blow the lid off this charade.
The topic is, did you have a specific song?
Roy Orbison song was the second one, and I can't remember.
Pretty Woman?
No, it wasn't Pretty Woman. It was more of a Christmas song. It was like a holiday song that he
happy birthday.
Really liked.
Merry Christmas.
Can you do the Roy Orbison growl?
That's Chewbacca. That's good.
How much? Chewbacca?
That's two Chewbacca. Yeah, that's definitely Chewbacca. Okay.
And the first one was a Michael Jackson song, but it wasn't PYT.
Yeah, PYT is a good one.
It wasn't that one. It was,
okay, all right.
I'd have to think that was a long time ago.
There you go.
Chewbacca will come in handy later today because it's the anniversary of the release of Star Wars.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Ace. Here's an email from a lady named Robin. How can you all not enjoy Tom and his antics? I think he is just the most jolliest, crazy person I've ever heard.
That's sweet.
I can't get enough of everybody, but I really love Tom. You're all so lucky to work with Tom.
Who is this person?
How about Robin?
Thanks, Mom.
Somebody named Robin in Kentucky.
Do you have a resume?
Pretty Paper was the Roy Orbison song.
What was?
Pretty Paper.
Oh.
Oh, and I also have
Pretty Paper.
Water.
He kind of got into a rut there where he.
I also have a new JFK Jr. joke.
Do you?
Is this a new thing that I'm not aware of?
Do you know what JFK Jr. said to the butler?
No, what?
You feed the dogs, I'll feed the fish.
Oh.
Hey, come on.
Is this a new thing? Are these?
It's going to be.
I like the Chuck Norris jokes more.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, those are lighter.
Those are played.
I like those Chick London jokes, man. He's
Chick
my favorite
London.
Guy.
I'm getting email for Chick London, by the way. Thanks.
That's Chick McGee's new new persona.
I can't help it. Chick London.
The world
I love it.
Loves Chick London.
And, Josh, you want to read this welcome mat that somebody sent in for me to use at the compound?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
It says, it looks like a your standard welcome mat.
Right?
Very inviting, but it says, there is no reason for you to be here.
Perfect. Ding dong.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.